Welcome to the Making Strides for Animal Chiropractic podcast. This is Dr. Katie, and I'm so happy to provide a resource for you as a practicing animal chiropractor about the business and clinical side of being an animal chiropractic provider. I'm so thankful to have you on this podcast listening to these resources because I knew personally when I started my business, I felt so alone and so isolated. I don't want anyone else to feel like that. So in this podcast, we go over specific resources tailored to you as an animal chiropractor, so that way you can serve more animal patients sooner. I invite you to get involved with us. We're online on social media. We have a Facebook group by the name of Making Strides for Animal Chiropractic that is growing every day. We also have an Instagram and Facebook page, Making Strides for Animal Chiro, where you can get involved and say hi. Please drop me a message. I'd love to hear from you. And if you'd like more course material, specific and tactical things you can use to get your business started the right way, please look us up online at makingstridesforanimalchiropractic.com. I have a lot of specific material I've designed just for you as a practicing animal chiropractor to get you to be more successful. I hope you enjoy this podcast. Please reach out, and I look forward to helping you serve more animal patients. Hey guys, Dr. Katie with Making Strides for Animal Chiropractic. I want to have a podcast today to check in and let you know that I am busy behind the scenes trying to get new offerings to you, specifically to serve you and your animal chiropractic business. Been doing a lot of quote-unquote filler episodes lately, interviews and such that are still valuable, but I just want to let you know that behind the scenes, there's a lot that I am doing to serve you and your business. So I just wanted to go through some of the new things that I have up and coming. I did send out an email in regards to this. I've been working really hard on some new course offerings beyond what previously I've offered with the goal to serve you better in your animal chiropractic business. Before I get too far ahead of myself, if you haven't joined the podcast, welcome. So happy to have you. In this podcast, I specifically talk to the business and clinical aspect of being an animal chiropractor because I am one myself. So for those of you that don't know me, my name is Caitlin Lackey. I am a DC that is animal chiropractic certified through the ABCA. I went to Parker for my human doctorate and my animal training, and I've been in practice animals only for 4 years. And then before that, I did animals for about 2.5. There is some overlap there because at one time I was growing my business. So I was treating humans during the week, treating animals on the weekend. And then gradually, as I got my client base up, I was able to make that transition. And it's not easy being an animal chiropractor. First and foremost, what you learn in school is not everything you need in order to get your business started the right way. I have made so many mistakes and have thankfully learned from them and have been able to successfully navigate having a profitable and sustainable business. And it's not easy being a DC, especially in this field. I have that unique bias where it can be hard to get veterinary referrals or supervision or whatever you want to call it, in order to get patients in the door. And walking that fine line of, am I diagnosing, am I not? Tread carefully, but getting patients where they need to go. And then lastly, like growing a business, being an entrepreneur is not easy. How do I start a website? How do I get patients in? Like all these things, there's so much behind the scenes of running a business that you can't just show up, treat patients, and go home. When you're an animal chiropractor, there's not many associate positions. And oftentimes we're in a position where we have to start our own business. And that comes with its own unique challenges. And I started this podcast because I was teaching at one of the animal chiropractic programs, and I just felt compelled beyond the program. There's so much beyond just teaching you how to adjust that you need to know prior to starting your business. And I had so many people that would reach out to me and say, hey, Dr. Katie, I'm having trouble with this, or what do you do for that? And I felt compelled, you know, with my failures, my experience, if you want to call it that, to share, like, here is what you actually need to have a business. No fluff, no gimmicks, no, let me tell you what's worked for me and do it exactly that way. Because that's, you know, I'm not a cookie cutter approach, but starting an animal business has its unique challenges, especially for an animal chiropractor. And everything I've put together, everything I aspire to put together is not, here's this new technique, not here's how to, you know, do this additional. You know, I don't want it to feel like CE ever. I want it to feel like this is foundational. This is the fundamentals. This is like what I missed. This is filling in the gaps. And I know that can get a little tedious at times because like, yeah, I know this, right? Especially as clinicians that have been out for a while. And maybe I'm niching too far down. But when I got out of school and I knew that I wanted to start an animal practice, but I didn't know how to run a business. I didn't know how to build my reputation. I didn't know how to talk to customers and clients and manage their expectations. There's so much missing beyond just treating patients. Like, okay, here's the hands-on skills, but there's all this other communication skills that we're missing. And most of my content is specifically tailored to that unique challenge. What are you missing as far as starting your business? So most of my stuff is literally like step one, second you step out of animal chiropractic school, what needs to come next? Okay, so it's like an intermediary step, training wheels, if you will, of, okay, you're going to ride a bike, quote unquote, start a business, but you need to get the training wheels on first and have someone kind of map things out for you because there are no helmets. Okay, so anyway, let me go into what we're doing at Making Strides, what I am doing, because it's just me. At Making Strides, I have my signature business basics platform. And that is a coaching course that is 15 lessons long. It specifically goes through everything you need to know in order to run your business. Lesson one is about how to attract the right client. Lesson two is how to get your business started. Do you want an LLC versus sole prop versus S corp versus C corp or what have you? Not a lawyer, but just giving you a broad overview. Also talk about what kind of insurance you might need. Lesson three is talking about how to facilitate and know how much to charge. A lot of people ask me that, and it varies depending on how much money you want to make, how much value you bring to the table, and so on. Lesson four and five is about evaluations, how to actually do the examination before you go and adjust. Lesson six is what to say to owners on the phone. So they're ready to schedule usually, and a lot of the time you need a referral form. So here's what to say about the referral form in that process. Lesson seven is what to say to new patients during a report of findings. Hey, this is what I'm seeing. This is what I expect it's going to take. This is how much it's going to cost. This is what I want to do. How to frame that in a valuable way for owners. Lesson eight is what to say during follow-up appointments. So, hey, I know that Fluffy is still limping, but we are seeing improvements here. I never, ever, ever want to ask an owner, how is Fluffy doing? Because that is an open-ended question that is going to set you up for failure. It is important to frame owners and make them think of the positive things because there are small and gradual improvements, not immediate overnight changes that we see with chiropractic care. Lesson nine, I talk about how to write a case note SOAP method. It really bothers me when I see people just send a case note that is, I adjusted these segments and they don't have any kind of subjective, objective, or plan involved. So I go through what I put in a case note. Lesson 10 is about managing overwhelm. How to structure your admin, time block, and things of that nature. Lesson 11 is all about forms you need, such as intake and consent forms, referral forms, and likewise. Lesson 12 is about my signature vet folder method. So I used to pass out brochures to veterinarians in hopes that they would send me patients. It didn't work. Lo and behold, I came up with the folder method where I had research, and these are the type of patients that I treat, and all sorts of beautiful things. So that way they would be impressed when I dropped off materials versus annoyed. Lesson 13 is how to talk to veterinarians on the phone. Lesson 14 is how to do a lunch and learn. And then lesson 15 is if you want to work out of a vet office, do you need a contract? What are things you need to talk about ahead of time? So, wow, that's a lot of information. But this business basics course is literally everything you need to start up a business and get things going. And I wish I felt more comfortable. I'm growing into this role, but I wish I felt more comfortable in just saying, buy my stuff. Like so many of you ask questions on a Facebook group and I'm here for you and I want to help you. But like that business basics course is so helpful. And there's 30 plus members in it now. I'm so proud of all my members and how far they've come. There's a lot of stuff in there that I guarantee could help you in your business as you get started. That is currently available, the business basics course. The next two pieces of stuff that I'm coming out with, I'm making a marketing mini course. So basically the business basics course is like, here's how to be a good animal chiropractor and talk business to business. So here's how to talk to other veterinarians and get patients in. But I realized that a lot of us were missing the secret sauce, if you will, of how to market to consumers. So B2C. And it's not easy. You know, starting a website, starting a social media and a website and all those things. So I want to really condense this down for you and tell you what you need to know as far as how do we speak in a customer's language? How do we show them and attract the right people to us based upon what we have to offer. So if, for example, if you know that you want to work with barrel horses, why the heck are you starting a social media and posting pictures of you working on dogs? Like, that's not congruent. Why are you posting on your social media that, hey, my name is Dr. Jones, and then your website is like Backyard Animal Chiropractic? Like, people get confused if you have multiple different names, different colors, different messages. So it's important to have a cohesive brand. Fonts and colors are one thing, a cohesive message. This is who I am. This is what I do. This is how I help. And this is what I'm here for. Like, this is who I'm here to serve, right? So I just want to cover the second element of how to talk to your customers and get them in as customers, right? So we're going to be talking in this course all about how to structure yourself on social media, how to, you know, figure out who your ideal client is, how to talk to them in their language, how to structure all of your, you know, it's just a different way to think, you know, it's like a different language, if you will. It's less, here's what I have to offer. It's more like, here's how I can help this specific person. That makes sense. Because patients and owners, they don't care. They really don't care about the credentials behind your name. They don't care about the DC, the LNOP or whatever. All they care about is, I have this problem. Can you help me solve it? And we're really in a customer service industry. We're not in the business of providing animal chiropractic. I just so happen to offer that service, but that's how I help people achieve their goals and what they want. And how can I show people that chiropractic, quote unquote, works for them and their animal in getting them to their goals? That's really what this course is about. Here is how we're going to tell people this is a viable solution for their problem. All right, so that's a lot. But it is a mini course, so it's not going to be like 15 lessons long, like business basics course. It's going to be a short, probably 6 or 7 lesson course with lots of videos in it of how to do social media and so on and so forth, broad strokes. And then, you know, example videos of some helpful things that I use in my own business for getting clients in and managing things like that. And then lastly, the big project I have going on right now that I'm ripping my hair out about is, you guys asked me to basically show you clinically what you need to do. Okay, I'm not saying like, you know, this condition, treat this way, but basically, how do I do an exam? How do I rule in, rule out certain conditions? How do I know if chiropractic care is going to help? What are these certain case presentations and how can I address them through chiropractic care? And I gotta just say, like, it is not my place to diagnose an animal. I've gotten in hot water for that in the past. I've learned my lesson, you know. It is my place to basically see a patient as they come in and say, I don't think chiropractic care can help this, or I do think chiropractic can help this. And if I can't help this, it's my job to get them to the right place. Now, sometimes I can walk the gray line of, there's some instability here in this stifle. I think you need to go back to your vet because I'm suspicious of this condition. However, like recommending medication or, you know, telling them they need an x-ray or things like that, that's not specifically what I'm going to tell you to do. I'm just going to say, here's common cases, here's what they look like, and here's how to know when they need to go back to the vet. Because unfortunately, when pets are coming into your practice, a lot of times you're seeing the pet 12 times more often than the veterinarian. If you're seeing a pet once a month and the dog only goes to see the vet once a year, like, there's a lot of room for you to catch stuff that the vet may not. And we are partners with veterinarians. We are here to complete, not compete. And I'm very thankful that I have a veterinarian, Dr. Kristen Christensen, who's going to help me put this course together. So she can talk about the pathology. I can do some of the hands-on, more technical stuff. And just go through, here's what you actually need to know. Because in school, they teach you, like, here's how to motion palpate, here's how to adjust. But, like, they leave out all the examination part. Here's, like, systematically, here's how to be a doctor is, like, what I'm going to cover. So, you know, the hands-on skills are one thing, but like how to evaluate, how to ask questions the right way. Like a lot of that was missed and I just want to fill in the gaps. And it's been a learning process being on camera, talking, repeated takes. Like I am not good at being on camera. I figured that out. But through all the edits, through all of, you know, the learning process of putting this stuff together, it's been very eye-opening for me at like how much stuff I actually was like, wow, there's actually a lot of stuff I need to include in this. And even from Dr. Kristen's perspective, the vet perspective of like how these things present and how they medically manage them, and what to look for, like the secret sauce of being an animal chiropractor is being able to work together with these amazing professionals to get animals better care. At the end of the day, I don't care what the letters are behind your name. I really don't. All I care about is, are you ethical and responsible and doing right by your patients? So what I mean by that is, do you carry appropriate licensure, malpractice, and are you handling animals in an ethical way? Are you trying to do everything you can not to harm a patient? Are you doing everything to make sure that that pet is getting the best treatment outcomes possible? I'm not here saying that I fully endorse layperson animal chiropractic. I do not. When I say I don't care about the letters behind your name, I don't care if you're a chiropractor. I don't care if you're a vet. But if you're practicing animal chiropractic, you better damn well do it to the best of your ability in order to get patients well. That's all I'm saying. And with this course, my goal is to elevate and move our profession forward. I hope I've shown everyone that that's what I care the most about, is moving this profession forward. So that way you can serve your patients better. That's what this is about, serving animal patients better. I don't care what you think about me. I'm only responsible to God and my patients. You know, unfortunately, sometimes I get in the place where I'm worried about other people's opinions of me, but I do my best to always put God and my patients first, myself last. I don't care about my ego. I've been wrong before. I learn new things all the time. I'm making mistakes all the time. And thankfully, I realize that I'm human and I'm doing my best, and I do my best to learn from my mistakes. So I've learned a lot in my time practicing on animals. I'm very grateful for having the experiences that I've had. I've made mistakes in the past. I read a textbook. I'm always searching on the internet. I'm always trying to call vets and say, how can I do better? And I just wanted to instill with this CE course that there's always more to learn. But the best place to start is with the fundamentals, right? So how can we condense that down into the, let's start with the basics. Let's get you the clinical skills you need just to do a neuromusculo-orthopedic exam. So that way you can rule in, rule out, and make sure this patient's in the right place. So let's figure out if the patient's in the right place. If they are in the right place, great. Let's figure out how we can manage them, right? And recognize what they're struggling with. And then how can we manage it chiropractically? And if chiropractic management is not going right, then let's figure out where this patient needs to go and when and how fast they need to go, right? So that's what the CE course is about. It's going to be called Clinical Essentials for the Canine Chiropractor. We're going to be starting with dogs because that's what I had available and that's what I had the most experience with. I have no idea when or if I will be doing future critters, but I will keep you all posted on that. But this is what I have available. These are the courses, the Business Basics, the Marketing Mini, and the Clinical Essentials. These are going to be my prime offerings that I'm going to be moving forward with in the pursuit of helping animal chiropractors serve their patients better. I will also have additional materials, such as a newsletter. I'm hopefully going to start writing those. That is going to be exhausting for me. But I wanted to give you tips and tricks and personal letters, if you will, for me, just of encouragement to say, hey, you guys, you're not alone. From my perspective, here's where I'm at. And just, you know, give you some resources along the way. I do have a Facebook group as well. It's free. I have a free provider directory on my website where you can list yourself, ABCA, IBCA, DC, DVM. I do not care. You can list your specialty, horses versus dogs versus farm animals. That's on there. And also, it's not just a zip code. You can actually put a location on there so people can find you by location instead of having to scratch their head and wonder if you're close enough to the patient they're trying to refer to you. I do recommend that you put yourself on that registry of people all the time looking for providers to send patients to. I also have this podcast, and I just talk about what's on my heart. I do interviews. I also kind of talk about, you know, here's from my perspective where we're at. And then I'm going to do some group coaching. If you join my Business Basics course, we'll get a trial of some group coaching sessions. So I'm not going to open this up to everyone, only to Business Basics members. But if you're in the Business Basics and you want to talk to me, you want to role play, you want to, you know, see if you have a mindset problem that we can work through, I'm here to talk to you guys. I'm here to help, but I'm not going to just give everything away for free. I need to sit down and get dedicated individuals, because ultimately I put together a business basics course because I don't have time to show up every week on Facebook Live and, you know, teach the course. I'm not going to be that person who's just going to have, you know, webinar after webinar after webinar with all this free information. At the end of the day, if you pay money, you're going to pay attention. And if you're really invested, you really want to move your practice forward, you will work through the business basics course because it is literally everything you need. It's the textbook, if you will, right? It's just, and it so happens to be an online course. And I spend a lot of time in that course, and I don't want to show up on coaching calls and just regurgitate everything that's in the business basics course. So if you need clarification, that's fine. But I actually do treat patients, believe it or not. I actually do have a business. I don't need this podcast. I don't need this course. I don't really make money off of doing this. I do this because I want to give back. But like, if you are an invested individual and you are working your damnedest and your hardest to have a successful business and you just need some help, like, I want to help you. I'm absolutely 110% going to show up for you. But if you're just dabbling, you're not sure if animal chiropractic is going to work, and you just want some free advice, like, you know, I'll reach out, but I'm not going to pour my heart and my soul into you, right? So take that as you will. I care and love about all of you guys. I care and love about all of your patients you have yet to serve. This podcast was a little bit of a ramble, unfortunately. But I just want to let you know that I have some upcoming courses for you. I'm really excited about it. And I hope you choose to move forward with me and some of my resources. You know, one, because there's not many resources for animal chiropractors. But two, just because I want you to know that you're not alone. And being an animal chiropractor is very isolating. And being a business owner, period, is isolating. But an animal chiropractor, even more so, because we're so divided. And I don't want that. So doing everything I can to make you feel supported, have a great business, and show up for you, because I just didn't feel like anyone else was doing that in the field. So here I am. My name is Caitlin Lackey, and I hope you choose to move forward with some of my programs that I shortly will have becoming available. You can find all of them on makingstridesforanimalchiropractic.com. While I have you, please feel free to drop a review. I am literally nose to the grindstone working so hard on getting the Marketing Mini and the Clinical Essentials course out to where I'm like pushing myself into adrenal fatigue, like not proud of it, but some self-neglect has been going on. But please share a review, reach out to me and say like how the podcast has helped you. I've had a couple people do that lately, and it means so much to me to have some encouragement, because I'm like, I don't even know if anyone's listening to me rambling as I sit in front of my computer with these sound waves. You know, I just don't know if it's helpful. And it'd be really beneficial to me to know that this podcast is serving you and your business. So please reach out. Like, it's just an open invitation. I'm a person. I'm not like this person on a pedestal. I'm just a human being. I'd love to talk to you. Yes, I'm an introvert, but I love talking one-on-one. So anyway, leave me a review. Bring a friend to the podcast or the Facebook group or, you know, whatever. I want to help more animal chiropractors connect. And then, you know, I hope to have some free webinars in the future. So if you join my newsletter, there's two ways to do that. You can go on the website and subscribe, or you can, I think on the Facebook group, periodically every Thursday, I announce new members and then have some links where you can join the newsletter. So that way you can get information about these up and coming courses, get on my list for some tips and tricks, and potentially some offers for future things that I have coming down the pipe. So anyway, I won't take up too much more of your time. Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast. Again, you guys, we're at makingstridesforanimalchiropractic.com. Thank you so much. Hope to hear from you soon. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. I hope these free tools have served you and your business so you can serve more patients. It's really tough being an animal chiropractor. I know it. You're trying to meet all these people, trying to get their vet to sign these referral forms, and you don't know if you can make your business work financially. It's hard. I get it. Now, when I first got started, all of my chiropractic mentors told me you have to do all these marketing events, meet all these people you don't know, shake a lot of hands, and get them into your practice. I was always wondering where my next new patient was going to come from. And if I'm being honest with you all, it wasn't sustainable. It always put fear in my head that I would never have a practice of my dreams. So fast forward a couple years, and here I am with a successful and thriving animal chiropractic practice. And it took a lot of mindset shifts in order to get here. What I thought and what I was told would work didn't work for me. So I had to develop a program that worked for a strongly introverted, kind of awkward person who just loves animals and wants to serve them well. I had to shift away from always thinking about where I'm going to get my new patients in to instead focusing on the relationships I built in my community and becoming an authority figure on animal chiropractic. So you guys, I have a free course that's going to tell you a little bit more about how I made these mindset shifts and why I started this Making Strides movement. so that way we can push the animal chiropractic profession forward. Please join us on makingstridesforanimalchiropractic.com. Take the free course and see what it has to offer you. Hey guys, Dr. Katie here. Thanks for listening. My intention behind starting this podcast was to build awareness and promote our amazing profession. If you like what we're doing here, please like, share, or leave a review. Help us to spread this movement so we all can begin to take steps towards change. Let's make strides for animal chiropractic.